Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We are now into the third hour today. And Ted Anderson is joining us for the next 5 minutes, and I'm going to get into more news and how I'm reportedly on the White House enemies list coming up. Right now, going to Ted Anderson of Midas Resources. Ted Anderson, I wanted to get you up because gold has been gyrating back and forth, and we have the stock market dropping right now, and you have a great offer again for people today.
Well, you know, it's really kind of funny, Alex. I mean, gold hit down there around the 988 level, and I was buying. I picked up about $250,000 worth of gold at that point. And here I am today adjusting my prices downward. I mean, I dropped the prices on the francs from 236 down to 233. British sovereigns came down to 288. They're at 291. The Lakotas, even though I was able to pick some up at the 16 level, I'd had to raise the price, so I just left that alone. But today, gold is going up. It's up $17 already today, up in the 1,010 range. And here I am dropping my prices. People are probably going to think I'm crazy or something. But, yeah, I was indeed able to take advantage of that nice little dip that we had. I really like those things. I mean, you know, it's like the Fed steps in. They start selling. The central banks are trying to manipulate the market. If you don't believe that's happening, just go to GATA.org. You can see that they're actually in there messing with the gold prices and hiding it for that matter. They won't disclose what they're doing. So there you go. So here I am buying in the marketplace, just knowing that the problems aren't solved in this country and that we're going to have more coming along. And sure enough, gold jumps back up again. Unfortunately, people do slow down in their buying when the prices are low. Obviously, I'm not charging enough or something. I don't know. But we are back and the gold market is going hot gangbusters. I've dropped my prices. I don't think there's a dealer out there in the United States that did that right now. But yeah, there are some really good buys at this point in time, Alex. And I just have to say, if you're thinking about gold at all, now it's a good time to do it. You know, I mean, if you're in the stock market, the bond market, I mean, where do you want to be? Even Robert Prechter is saying that you have to get the cash, and he is talking about a complete meltdown. Well, whose cash do you trust? You know, gold has been money for 6,000 years. You know, the cash market, which is all fiat currency across the globe, I don't think you can trust anybody's currency anymore. But the Chinese are definitely wanting to get away from the dollar. They've proved that time and again.
Well, Ted, tell folks about today's awesome offer.
Well, today, the best thing that I have right now are going to be the francs and the British sovereigns because I just dropped those coins down in price and gold just went up. I mean, you can't lose on that particular deal. I don't know how you could find a better deal than that. Certainly the silver walkers are still a great buy at 869. But, you know, I'm just kind of slapping myself in the face going, why am I lowering these prices? Gold's running up like crazy. Well, anyways, I just want to say I was able to get them at a better price. I don't need to make a bigger margin. Just call us at 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested, just mention that you heard it on the Alex Jones Show and that you're interested in the Alex Jones Special. Alex, I'm just watching the market. It's almost like clockwork. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you buy in the dips and sell on the rise, you're going to make money. It's so easy to do in this market. It's not even funny.
Well, folks need to give the brokers a call. How long can you hold this deal, Ted?
Well, I'm going to hold this deal until midnight, just like I already do. I mean, like I said,
let me give them the numbers. We're almost out of time. 800-686-2237. Gold is way up right now. You're selling it at the lower price. Win, win, win. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there right now, folks. Get out of the fiat dollars while you still can. 800-686-2237. Gold has more than tripled since 2001. What other investment has? 800-686-2237. Stay with us.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Associated Press and Politico have both reported in the last month that Obama has an enemies list. We know Bill Clinton had one. Now, the Globe, which is about as good as the Inquirer, though they don't do Bat Boy and aliens landing in Central Park, they claim that they have a White House source with the enemies list. I think this is a public threat to people. And we're going to be going over that after Ray McGovern leaves us. Ray McGovern is one of President Ronald Reagan's intelligence briefers from 81 to 85. He was in charge of preparing the daily security briefings for Reagan and Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush and the National Security Advisor, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and a cabinet. Later, McGovern was one of several senior CIA analysts who prepared the president's daily briefing during the first Bush administration. He also famously challenged then Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld at a press conference, where are the WMDs? And of course, the Defense Secretary said, I never said they had WMDs. And he quoted Rumsfeld back and really devastated Rumsfeld. And that was really a turning point. Because Rumsfeld had been saying they had the WMDs and where they were in and around Tikrit, then he had to back off. So I really respect Ray McGovern's analysis. He was also an infantry commander during the Vietnam era as well, and the Army, if memory serves correctly. And he's been 2 years in remission from lymphatic cancer, so we're excited to have him here with us and doing better than ever. Joining us is Ray McGovern. Ray, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Ray, from memory, don't you have a new book out, too?
Well, I don't write books because then I'd lose my wife.
Okay, well, I heard somebody saying they heard you on Dallas radio about a book or something. Maybe you were talking about somebody else's book.
Oh, I was. Yeah, I was talking about JFK and the Unspeakable, which is a book that people really should read. It's by James Douglas, and it goes over the very the most recently released data on the situation there in Dallas and elsewhere when John Kennedy was assassinated.
You know,
very interesting.
You know, I had dinner with Martin Sheen about a month ago, and he said it was the best JFK book he had read and was raving about it, and I forgot to get a copy of it. He was going to give me a copy of it, but I forgot to get it. Why is everybody saying this book is so powerful? I mean, you're a former top CIA analyst. You know, reading it yourself, I want to get into Iran, but that's a subject I never raised with you, is JFK. Why are you so impressed with this book?
Well, Alex, I have to confess that someone sent me that book about a year and a half ago, and as soon as I heard that it had this theory that it was the CIA, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and people who had been suborned to the Secret Service that planned and executed the assassination of John Kennedy. As soon as I heard that, I said, well, this is pretty far out. I got lots of articles to write. So I put it on my back shelf, but recently I've been reading it. I've almost finished. And I share the view of those who have read it before and told me that it's the most painstakingly researched piece of work, and that it includes the very latest data that's been released from FOIAs or from other things. He conducted incredible interviews with people on the spot. And the evidence that he adduces, and you know, I'm an intelligence analyst, so I know a little bit about this kind of thing, is very, very persuasive. And the reason that it has such current attention and applicability is because the very forces that Jim Douglas claims did JFK in are still very much around, are still very much intimidating a new president whose name happens to be Barack Obama. And if you just run down the line of things, it was Cuba, mostly, because JFK would not save the abortive Bay of Pigs invasion in 1961. The CIA and the Joint Chiefs got very mad about that. When JFK wouldn't launch a nuclear war on the Soviet Union during the missile crisis in 62, that got the Joint Chiefs really mad because they knew they had the advantage. And they told, look, Mr. President, it would only mean about 20 million of us killed, but we kill all the Russians. That kind of logic.
That was L.L. Lemitzer and Curtis LeMay, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was that crowd. That crowd was described by George Ball, the Deputy Secretary of State, as a cesspool. They're the ones that planned things like Northwoods and other things. So the primary—it's hard to put yourself back into those years, but there was such an incredible, visceral, knee-jerk anti-communism that, again, the Joint Chiefs thought it'd be just fine if we did in all the Soviet Union in return to just, you know, maybe 20 million casualties here. John Kennedy faced into that, and not only that, but he started talking with Castro independently and secretly, he thought, because the CIA knew about it, and he had a private correspondence with Nikita Khrushchev. He made a big speech at American University saying we ought to get along with the Soviet Union, and if, what do you know, but 3 months later, the Limited Test Ban Treaty is signed. The JCS, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was cut out of those negotiations. So you can understand how they felt about that. And last but not least was Vietnam, where John Kennedy was convinced it was a fool's errand, and he could not convince the Joint Chiefs nor his immediate advisors like McNamara and Rusk, and so he had to sort of surreptitiously move toward removing all our troops. And before he died, he ordered that the first 1,000 troops be brought home before the end of the year 63.
And he started issuing U.S. greenbacks and was beginning to phase out the Federal Reserve and giving anti-Federal Reserve speeches.
Yeah, he was running into lots of problems. And, you know, when Dwight Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex, Well, already what he was seeing was a military, industrial, congressional media complex, which we have in full swing right now. And so he's really up against it. And so I admire him even more than I used to in facing right into that. And it's not at all difficult for me to believe anymore that the people who both felt personally threatened and also felt that this fellow is selling out to the communists took it upon themselves to plan this thing, carry it off, and then appoint people to investigate it, in quotes, who would come out with the right conclusion, the politically correct conclusion that this Lee Harvey Oswald did it all alone. No one believes that anymore. So, yeah, the applicability of this thing with, here's Barack Obama, his big beribboned and bemedaled general officers are telling him, we're going to suffer defeat in Afghanistan if you don't give us 40, 45,000 more troops. That's exactly the same situation that JFK faced.
What about the secret Pentagon document that came out 2 weeks ago? Is there any validity to that from your research, Ray McGovern, where they're saying they need 500,000 troops over the next 5 years?
Well, you know, Andrea Mitchell ran with that, and I was really surprised because all the information that subsequently emerged does not indicate that that document talked about 500,000. What I think people did, perhaps, was interpolate. They look at the ratio that the current Army manual says, the ratio of troops to citizens that is necessary for a successful insurgency, and you multiply the numbers by the 38 million Afghans, and you get, you know, 500,000 or more troops that would be necessary.
Yeah, that was the original. Secretary White told Bush, you need 500,000 or 450,000 to be technical, and Bush said, no, I can do it with 150, and I guess they're 23 million in Iraq, so the ratio would be above 500,000, wouldn't it?
That's exactly right. And when you say 23 million in Iraq, I have to tell your listeners that there used to be 27 million in Iraq. That's not to say 4 million were killed, but 4 million have been displaced. A million, I believe, have been killed. And you have many millions, 2 million living internally as refugees, and 2.5 million. Living in the adjoining state.
Ray McGovern, shifting gears, I want to, in the 40 minutes we have left with you, I want to get your, because I mean, this is what you briefed the presidents on. You are an expert on these regions and talk to the other experts who are specifically specialists in these areas. The geopolitical setup, they're now admitting that Russia did not sneak attack Georgia. It was the other way around. Obama is doing the right thing, saying he's going to pull missile systems out, but then he's hedging his bets from what I've seen, saying maybe some new system down the road. So what you see happening in Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, the U.S.-Russian relationship, and where all this is going, and then, of course, the $64 million question I want to cover first. From what I've read, the Iranians said, okay, in a few months we're going to open this new facility. They announced it. Our media spun it and said, we found a secret location, and it looks to me like another big lie, or am I incorrect?
Well, unfortunately, you're correct, Alex. What we have here is Iraq Part 2. You remember how what I call the fawning corporate media, how they spun Iraq. So we were all led to believe that there were weapons of mass destruction there and ties between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. None of that was right. And none of the hype that's going on now with respect to the, quote, Iranian nuclear threat, end quote, is right. It's hyperbole to the nth degree, and people in Congress in particular are having a feeding frenzy on things that they have so warped that the American citizen can't really understand what's going on.
Okay.
Let me try to put it in some context.
Okay, do that after we go to break. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you the floor. I want you to break this down because I remember 2.5 weeks ago the Iranians have got all these different sites. The UN admits it can't get uranium above 95% to make weapons. The Iranians announce, here's a new site we've got. And then the media hoaxes it, saying they've got it. It was secret. We found it. Boy, we better attack them. Netanyahu's making secret trips to Russia to get green light. Russia starts saying, we support sanctions. What's your intel? Does that mean Russia's going to back an attack? We'll talk about it all with Ray McGovern straight ahead. Stay with us.
Attention all U.S. homeowners stuck in high interest rate mortgages. Are you finding it harder and harder to keep up with your monthly mortgage payments? Homeowners with all types of credit can now apply for FHA government-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 4.875% from Top Dot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from Top Dot, you can consolidate debt, lower your mortgage payments, or get cash for any reason. I repeat, you can now refinance your current high interest rate mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 800-511-4300. You will hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. Top Dot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 5.20%.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Well, we have a former senior CIA analyst, Ray McGovern, whose information has proven over the years to be very, very accurate in hindsight, joining us. Okay, Ray, you were getting into what's really happening with Iran and these sites and what you agreed is a big hoax, saying that it was a secret site and they're going to nuke us in 45 minutes, changing the last letter in Iraq to Iran.
Yeah. Well, you got it, Alex. That's what's going on. It's hype that's really unconscionable. Let me go back a little ways here, because after the debacle on Iraq, when my former colleagues were visited several times by the vice president, his name is Cheney, and told to write a national intelligence estimate that said Saddam Hussein has all manner of weapons of mass destruction. That was October 1, 2002. After that happened, my former colleagues rose to the occasion and said, no more of that stuff. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to tell the truth, which reverts back to the kind of atmosphere in which I worked. The only place in town without a political agenda, the only place in town that can tell the president without fear or favor what we really think. Now, to make that clear, when people say, well, how come you torture people? There are basically two CIAs, all right? The one that obeys the president's wishes and is able to do that under the National Security Act 1947, the one that goes off and kidnaps people and tortures people, that's not the CIA I worked in. I worked in the analysis part and the part of the covert agency that collected information, okay? And what I'm talking about now is that CIA. Now, what did we do? Well, okay. What did my former colleagues do? Well, what we did, to coin a phrase, is in 2006, we gave Bush and Cheney the finger, Tom Finger, F-I-N-G-A-R, who was an honest estimator, incredibly bright, came from the State Department, and ran an estimate on Iran and its nuclear program, which is a bottom-up estimate. They spent months and months and months relooking at all the previous work, taking into account the most recent information, and they came up with some startling conclusions, conclusions that were at direct variance with what President and Cheney had been telling the world, okay? Number one, the NIE judged with, quote, high confidence, end quote, that Iran had stopped a covert nuclear weapons program in the fall of 2003 and had not resumed work on this nuclear weapons aspect of its program. This is an essential part of a nuclear program. They stopped work on it, and the latest briefing of Congress indicates that the CIA believes, and the intelligence community as well, that they did not restart this. So this is a very curious way to be, as Defense Secretary Gates says, hell-bent on developing a nuclear weapon if you stopped, let's see, what's the math here, 6 years ago, okay?
And, sir, didn't they say at the time in the highly publicized report that if Iran restarted it, it would take 9 years?
Oh, well, they said 2015 or so. It was a kind of a bracketed thing, and it all depended on how quickly they could enrich uranium to the weapons grade, and also what kind of delivery system they could get. Now, no one from a technical point of view said that Iran could be a threat to the United States in any time frame soon. They have no ICBMs. They have no method of delivering a weapon, even if they restarted their work on weapons. To whom are they a threat? Well, there's one other country in that region who actually has about 200, some people say 300 nuclear weapons deliverable by aircraft, by submarines, by surface ships, by missile. And the name of that country is Israel. And no one should shy away from mentioning that, because that is the fly in the ointment. If there's a country in that region that has not signed the non-proliferation agreement and has this kind of capability, and the United States shows itself willing to invade a country like Iraq without that capability, well, if I were an Iranian, you know, I would think long and hard about being able to have the option to have that capability. And so this estimate said, we don't know whether the Iranians would develop a nuclear weapon, but the evidence is not there. We will know in great time, in enough time, to know and take precautions and get them to negotiate. But
Ray,
the bottom line
break.
Here is there is time to negotiate.
Long segment coming up. We'll continue there. Look at the latest hype Iran announces they've got a facility. The media spins it and says, we found a secret facility. We've got to attack. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky.
Going back to Ray McGovern in just one moment as we continue to get a briefing from him. Honored to have him on what's really going on. And he's one of the main people that came out and said the WMD thing is all a lie in Iraq. The yellow tubes, or the aluminum tubes, the yellow cake from Niger, all of it. And then now we know in hindsight it was all lies. And they literally are running the same playbook again. We'll talk to Ray McGovern in a moment. Also talk about Russia, talk about Afghanistan, Pakistan, and to get his view on where all that is going. Before we do that, I want to remind listeners, you can pre-order now my new film, Fall of the Republic. It ships on DVD on or before October 21st, just 3 weeks from now. This covers the banks, how they control both parties, how they mesmerize the population, how they're recruiting Stasi forces within the United States. It's all documented. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Fall of the Republic. Available at Infowars.com. Also, Diginet.net. They have sunglasses. The technology's really gotten small and inexpensive. That have a small chip recording in them with a tiny camera. No wires. Where you can surveil, defend yourself when the police pull you over. It's got time code stamps, so it's good in court. They have pins that have high-quality video and audio now. All available at diginet.net, diginet.net. We've got a counter Big Brother with its own tools. Fight fire with fire. Check out diginet.net today or give them a call to get a catalog of their whole line of great products at 888-344-6681, 888-344-6681, diginet.net. Okay, going back to Ray McGovern, Ray, you'd left off with the CIA assessment 2006, and then now we fast forward to they've taken some troops out of Iraq, replaced them with contractors, put 20 to 30,000 more troops and contractors in Afghanistan. They're saying on the news, we caught a secret nuke factory. We caught them. It's incredible. And then a few days later, did we catch them? Well, they made the announcement after they knew we knew. So break down what's really happening today.
Yeah. Well, we caught them several months ago, Alex, and they announced the existence of this new enrichment plant on their own initiative, and they did that just a week before the negotiations start. Your listeners perhaps need to be reminded that tomorrow is a very big day because the five Security Council members plus Germany and Iran are getting together to talk about the Iranian nuclear program. Now, that's why the hype is the pitch that it is. The media here are trying to hype this thing up and say, well, look, now we've discovered a new enrichment facility. Well, we know about that enrichment facility for months. And now the Iranians are claiming that they're well within their rights under the treaties governing this kind of activity to announce the establishment of this thing because it's several months more before it gets ready to enrich anything. So the hype is there, and the bottom line, people just need to realize that Iran is nowhere near. Iran is years and years away from a nuclear weapon. Okay, I'll repeat that one more time. Years away from a nuclear weapon. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe what the Israelis are saying. These are technical questions, okay? Now, when I did the president's daily brief, yeah, I didn't write all the briefs. Obviously, I know who the good analysts were, the honest technical people, and it was a privilege to put their stuff in readable form and give it to the president. Well, now I still know those folks, and I'm not getting this from McGovern's head. I'm getting it from people like Greg Thielman, who ran the State Department, the INR, the research there, and the intelligence outfit of the State Department, and was right. His people were right. Before the Iraq estimate there in 2002. And he now writes for the Arms Control Association, and it's the best stuff out there. Just Google Arms Control Association. You'll see what Greg Thielman is putting together.
Well, Ray, boil it down for us then. What does Iran really have? What are they really doing? And, A, why can Israel have weapons? Why can Pakistan have weapons? Why is that okay? But Iran's nowhere near it, and we're hearing we got to put sanctions on them. We got to attack them. They could kill us any minute.
Well, Alex, it will be no news to you that there is something in this country that I call the Likud lobby. Likud being the hard right faction of the Israeli government, Israeli parties, and they have inordinate influence in this country. And if you were to ask why it is that Congress is preparing as we speak, to pass a law that would actually be an act of war to interdict the supply of gasoline and such products to Iran, why they are doing that? Well, it's because a lot of their money and a lot of their votes come from what I call the Likud lobby.
Why does Israel want to attack Iran?
Well, you know, if you look at the Israelis and their frame of mind, and I think it's a terribly myopic frame of mind, I care about what happens to Israel, and I think it's exactly the wrong policy. They think that if they can sap the Iranian nuclear facility, as they did to the facility in Sirak in Iraq in 1983, then they could set the Iranians back, 5, 10 years, perhaps, if they're allowed to do that. Now, that's very myopic because the Iranians, unlike the Iraqis in those days, the Iranians can retaliate. They can close the straits. They can decimate our troops in Iraq. Israeli cities even now, not with a nuclear weapon, but with lots of missiles, okay? So it would be bedlam if this happened, and yet the Israelis are trying to get our okay to let them do it. This is lunacy, but they have this kind of frame of mind. Netanyahu, their prime minister in particular, that this must not be let happen, and that they're going to delay it as long as they can. If it takes an armed strike, they'll do it. Now, the only thing that is preventing them from doing it at this point, in my estimation, is this. Admiral Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who is responsible for our troops and our security, has gone over to Israel this time last year and said, look, don't even think about it, okay? You fly your planes over our airspace in Iraq, we're going to shoot them down, okay? So don't even think about this, and don't think you can perpetrate the kind of incident like the Liberty incident back in June of 68, because we remember that. I'm a naval officer, and that's just not going to happen again. Now, that was pretty gutsy. And that put the kibosh on what the Israelis were planning the following August, August of 08.
Let me go back. We had the admiral that you just talked about, and then it leaked. It also leaked that, and a New Yorker covered it, MSNBC covered it, Cy Hirsch talked about it. We'd all heard about how these radio calls were coming in, Iranian patrol boats attack, blow up the destroyers near the Strait of Hormuz there in the Gulf. And then it came out later that Cheney was discussing plans to paint up U.S. ships like Iranian patrol boats and have them attack our ships. Now, this came out a year after you on this show and other shows said, what I'm hearing from intelligence sources is they may attack our ships and blame it on Iran. Were you being given specifics? Because it's one thing to get this from Cy Hirsch a year after it happened, now 2 years ago. It's another thing for you, and I remember the interviews a year before, to say that's what you were concerned about.
Well, Alex, I wish I could brag about an inside source on this particular thing. I cannot. I was using what we in Army intelligence used to call the swag factor. You know what that is?
No.
That's a scientific wild-ass guess.
So it's thin slicing or it's dead reckoning?
Yeah, it's, you know, trying to put yourself in the position of the Israelis and what success they had with the incident there where they killed 34 of our seamen there and wounded 171 in June 8th, 1967. And, you know, they talk about moxie or chutzpah. They were quite capable of doing that again, particularly if they had an ally in the Vice President of the United States, which clearly they did. And when Cy Hirsch came out with that a year later, you can imagine my reaction. I said, wow, that was a good guess, McGovern. But it was just, at that point, a guess.
Okay, we had Bear on, the former CIA fellow, for folks that don't know.
Bob Bear?
Yeah, and he said 2 years ago, and I don't trust him as much as I trust you, for obvious reasons, but he said, I'm worried about the Saudis staging a false flag to blame it on Iran. And then now we see more and more similar things coming out along those lines. What's your take on that?
Well, Bob knows the area a lot better than I do, and I have great confidence in his judgment. You know, the Saudis are Sunni, the Iranians are Shia. It may seem like lunacy to us, but it matters a great deal in that area. And for the Iranians to become the preponderant power in that area, well, the Saudis don't like that at all. Whether they would resort to this kind of provocation or not, you know, I don't know, but Bob would be in a much better position to speculate on that.
Well, I mean, what is it like for you, knowing the region, studying it, when they get up on the news and say Iran is backing al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, that when it's the opposite group, Shiite, Sunni, archenemies, you know, they fight more than they do with Christians or Jews, really, if you look at the statistics that I've looked at. I mean, that's like saying the Dallas Cowboys are the New York Giants. I mean, it's clearly two different groups. And then the famous case 2.5 years ago with the president of Afghanistan, and Bush says, yes, Iran is funding Taliban and al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and Muhammad Karzai says, excuse me, Your Excellency, respectfully, but Iran's helping us. Their enemy is Al-Qaeda. They're back on the news, as you know, saying that Iran is Al-Qaeda when the last White House admitted they were using Al-Qaeda-based groups to stage terror attacks inside Iran.
Yeah. Well, in answer to your question, Alex, I take this blood pressure medicine now, so when I listen to this kind of stuff. But all kidding aside, you know, when Bush was allowed to mischaracterize, maybe a nice way of saying things, all these very important developments, and the mainstream press, people like Charlie Gibson would just kind of say, oh, I refer specifically to Bush's famous exit interview where Charlie Gibson finally said, well, Mr. President, why did you really think you had to attack Iraq? And he said, oh, simple. Saddam Hussein wouldn't let the UN inspectors in. And Charlie Gibson said, oh, okay. And he goes on to the next question, you know.
But he was letting the inspectors in.
They were combing through his palaces. They were interviewing his scientists one-on-one. It was George Bush that threw the UN inspectors out 2 days before shock and awe. And Charlie Gibson was getting away with that. Let's get back to Iran. Here's, you know, I told you about the estimate here. It actually appeared in November of 07. They started working on it in 06. And so November 07, this big shock, namely, that the NIE judges, and I used to chair these things, so I know what kind of work goes into this, high confidence that Tehran had halted a covert nuclear weapons program in the fall of 2003. What does the president say the following March? He says, quote, Iran has declared that he wants to be a nuclear power with a weapon to destroy people, including others in the Middle East, end quote. You know, that's made up. They, you know, you make that kind of stuff up, but you shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. Iran never declared any such thing. As a matter of fact, the intelligence people were telling the president that Iran had ceased work on the nuclear weapons.
And now they're hyping that again. I was watching CNN this morning, and they cut to some female blonde-haired comedian. I missed her name. As if it was news. They go, let's cut to see what she says about Iran. And she's like, Ahmadinejad, how dare you say you want to nuke us and blow everything up? How dare you? We see through you, little man, little devil. And then she laughs. And I'm like, this is news now? When they always distort what he says, and I'm certainly not defending him or the mullahs or any of them over there. The point is that it's all being manufactured again. They're beating the war drums. Here's the big issue. Do you think they're going to hit them, or will it be sanctions first, or will they false flag, or where is this going?
Well, it depends on how staunchly the only reputable institution in our government stands up to this. I have a lot of admiration for Admiral Mullen. I think that you know, he's inclined and, you know, knee-jerk to obey orders. But he and his predecessor, Admiral Fallon, you remember Fallon quit when he was CENTCOM commander because he had said, we're not going to do Iran on my watch. And it took several months, but he was.
Because he knows what will happen. We should talk about what will happen, the three different scenarios if Iran gets hit.
That's exactly right. You know, and one of them, you know, one of them says, well, Iran has the capability of closing the Straits of Hormuz. Now, okay, that's where, like, two-thirds of the oil that comes out of the oil-rich Middle East has to come through, okay? Now, what's Mullen say to that question? He says, yes, the Iranians have the capability of closing the straits, but we can reopen them. Well, yeah. How are they going to reopen them? Send the Marine Division into the cliffs overlooking the Straits of Hormuz? Give me a break. Where
when they've got 12,000 sunburned missiles aiming down.
Yeah, and where is he going to get the Marine Division? They're all already exhausted in Afghanistan, and some of them left in Iraq. So, you know, this all has a degree of unreality. And when I see Senator Kit Bond of Missouri and John Kyle talking about, we need regime change. We need regime change in Iran because there's such a threat to Israel. Well, you know, that just reminds me of the old saw about, you know, when they offered to make Israel the 51st state of the United States, Israel refused. You know why, Alex?
Well, no, why?
Because then they'd only have two senators.
Oh, man. You know, this is just insane. So what's the intel you're getting? Are they planning to hit Iran, or are they just going to have sanctions? Where is this going?
I think Netanyahu is chafing at the bit. And I think Obama is under great pressure from the Likud lobby and from those still in the White House who have great difficulty distinguishing between what they perceive to be the strategic interests of Israel on the one hand and those of the United States on the other. I hope, and that's what it is, a hope. It's just a little bit more than a little less than an expectation that Obama will stand up to this. This would be a ruinous war. This would be worse than what he contemplates doing in Afghanistan. This would be bedlam. And I think that as long as he listens to people like Mullen, that he'll be restrained.
Final segment with Ray McGovern straight ahead. I want to get his take on the Russia situation, where he thinks Afghanistan's going. I just wish we could stop having all these wars. I mean, our government has overthrown Iran repeatedly. They're constantly meddling inside their nation. We've really done this country wrong, folks. And now they're saying they're going to nuke us. I mean, it's just pure bull.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
McGovern is our guest. Final segment. Ray, what about the rest of the world, geopolitically? What's going on?
Well, what's going on is the rest of the world is looking at us and kind of shaking its head. The Russians and the Chinese and the Indians are the big players, of course. as they watch what we're trying to do in Afghanistan, you know, they're sort of shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, be our guest. You know, we all tried that in Afghanistan. We all failed going back to, you know, going back to Alexander the Great, not to mention Genghis Khan and the Persians and the Indians and the British and the Russians. Go ahead, you know, waste your military. And with respect to with Iran, you know, the Russians used to care a great deal about what happened on their soft southern underbelly, but they seem almost cavalier with respect to Iranian plans. And I think part of that has to do with the fact that they don't have Israel as their, quote, ally, end quote. Now, what do I use quotes? Well, because 99% of the American people believe that Israel is an ally of the United States. That's wrong. An alliance requires a treaty. There is no mutual defense treaty between the United States and Israel. And the reason there is none is because treaties require internationally recognized boundaries, and Israel is in possession for over 60 years now. No, 60 years from 67 on till now, whatever the math is, of the occupied territories, West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. And Israel, the last thing it wants is to have any international body draw the borders back to where they used to be. So there is no alliance, and yet we proceed, and the media characterizes our relationship with Israel as an alliance. Our policymakers treat it that way. But Russia sits back and laughs and says, well, if they do something really idiotic, if they close the Straits of Hormuz, guess who benefits? Who benefits?
Russia.
Russia has got all the oil, you know. Man, that's the price of oil. You know, we'll be able to have a villa. We'll have a dacha for each little worker in the Russia.
Is that why Russia met with Netanyahu secretly a month ago and has now said they support sanctions against Iran?
Well, you know, Russia plays a very clever game. You know, they express concern about this, and then they go ahead. Now, with Netanyahu, they are restraining influence, although they don't care as much as we do. So when Netanyahu goes up there, what you expect him to get is not approval for a strike on Iran, but some sort of reassurance that, for example, the Russians won't sell sophisticated missiles to defend the Iranian sites there, the enrichment sites. So, you know, last year, Ehud Olmert went to Moscow, and he was summoned there, and the Russians warned him in similarly definitive terms, like Admiral Mullen, don't even think of attacking Iran. So the Russians have no real incentive for that kind of attack, but if it happens, you know, they're going to be the big beneficiary by you know, doubling the price of their
oil. Got to cut you off. We're almost out of time. In the last minute, do you think it's sanctions or an attack? I mean, if you had to make a dead reckoning again, do you think they're going to hit Iran in the next year or two?
I don't know, Alex. It will depend on how this thing plays out. There will be sanctions first, but there's great pressure for an attack, and I would not rule out the likelihood that Israel would be given a nod by somebody in the White House and go ahead and do it and force our hand.
And then Iran will go absolutely wild.
Oh, yeah, it'll be bedlam, and we'll suffer great attrition for our own troops in the area.
Ray McGovern, thank you for your time.
You're most welcome.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.